Blog Talk Radio.
We've been coming here for quite some time. Many conversations, not really expressing our true feelings, playing games. But I'm here to put all my cards on the table to express to you how I really feel. Now that I've done so, the floor is yours.
Last lifetime, I must have overdosed on your love, because this time around, I'm permanently tipsy. With your name on the tongue of my tip, can't even speak right, can't even sleep, and I'm missing your voice and your choice in thoughts. I guess I want to stop looking for intoxication. No need to inflate this drumming in my brain when I try to release this pain in my chest. I got to rest, I need to chill. I need to chill. But then I see you smile and all my hard work ain't worthwhile anymore. Just a festering sore and no amount of drinking milk is gonna calm it. Just drinking rum to block out summertime, or at least I try, and at least a generation later I'm still trying to ease my soul, still trying to ease my soul, ease my soul, ease my soul.
Hi, this is Josie James, and you're listening to Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio.
Seems you're much too busy these days, and I can't handle it.
Nothing like a little bit of a natural four to get the afternoon started. And welcome to the comfort zone here on LOTO Radio. And of course, your humble host, Mr. Radio Extraordinaire, the Teddy Bear, bringing substance back to the airwaves. And before we begin, I want to send out a very special thank you to DMK and also the incredible Miss Erin Stevenson. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much for honoring us last night. And family, be sure to purchase the new hit album by DMK, self-titled album, DMK, and also Erin Stevenson's new hit single, Naked. Both projects are available on iTunes, Google Play, and for those who are a little bit more on the adventurous side, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, actor, model, and on the verge of becoming a personal trainer, the Renaissance man, Mr. Christian Frazier. Lord have mercy, man. So on behalf of the Zone and the Teddy Bear, it is my honor to welcome to the show Mr. Christian Frazier. Brother Frazier, how are you doing this afternoon?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you for having me. You know, I feel like I'm a little vocally challenged. Like I need to talk like the Teddy Bear. You know, like I need to be smooth like the Teddy Bear. I don't know, you know.
Man, you know what? First and foremost, man, congratulations, man, on everything that you have accomplished so far in this industry, man. And you do it with such a passion, but so much love, and you remain humble at the same time. At any time, all the blessings that you're receiving, at any time, does it somewhat get a little bit overwhelming for you?
Did somebody get what for me? I didn't hear you.
No, I said, with all the blessings that you have received, does it sometimes get a little bit overwhelming to you?
Oh, you know, it does a little bit because, you know, especially when you're, like, I'll give Gotham for an example, like, you know, you're performing for millions of people, so it seems like the pressure is on to make sure that you put on a good performance, you know, that people will accept because, you know, it's either good or it's horrible. So, you know, you don't want to put out any bad work out there. So, you know, I try real hard to make sure that I put out good work all the time.
Absolutely. Well, it definitely resonates in your acting. And I must commend you, man. The internet has been buzzing about the you've been offered actually to portray Jefferson Davis in the Ultimate Spider-Man film. Can you tell the listeners out there about that? Because my son is a huge Spider-Man fan.
Oh yeah. You know, well, first of all, I've always been a big comic book geek.
Okay.
And out of the two superheroes out there, Superman and Spider-Man happen to be like my two favorites. And the Ultimate Spider-Man universe, what a lot of people don't know about, is that Peter Parker actually dies, and then the new Spider-Man who takes over, he's a mixed black and Latino kid named Miles Morales. And I play Jefferson Davis, which is his father. And his father's kind of like a tough guy. You know, he's a bad dude. And he really don't like the idea of Spider-Man and vigilantes, and, you know, that's how the story kind of, like, unfolds from there.
What has it meant to you to, I don't like to use the term being successful, and I'm not going to use the term. For you, what is the essence of being a successful actor, a successful working actor in Hollywood?
Well, you just said it, working. To me, success is determined by working consistently and being wanted by different productions, producers, directors, and people that you've worked with in the past, you know, that want to work with you again. To me, that is what's called being successful. you know, I never really measured success by the bank account because, you know, bank accounts can come and bank accounts can go. But, you know, it's all about how you feel on the inside.
I called you at the beginning of the show a Renaissance man, and I meant that with all sincerity, man. I mean, you have so many different, I like to call it, so many different layers of who you are. I mean, as far as being a model, being an actor, and I said on the verge of being a personal trainer, and you also do comedy. I mean, which one do you really find time to really just pay more attention to, or should I say, that you're more aggressive toward?
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, acting is not a job that you can actually do every day. You know, even if you want to work as much as possible, it's just not a job that you do every single day. So, you know, personal training for me is kind of like something to do on the side. And also, as an actor, I need to stay fit anyway. You know, I could be doing fight scenes. I could be running up and down the stairs. One time they had me running up and down a bridge. So, you know, you got to stay in shape. So, you know, it really kind of all intertwines together to make the whole you as a person. You know, the comedy, you know, as far as like, you know, I do stand-up comedy. I love doing stand-up comedy, but do I want to go and stay at the Stinky Roach Motels all around the country and perform, you know, the Chitlin Circuit? No, I don't really want to do that. And a lot of comedians and a lot of people say, you know, like, that's what you should do in order to be a successful comedian. And I'm just not, you know, I'm not the type of person to do everything that everybody else does. You know, I figure that, you know, my success to be different because I'm not the same as those other comedians and I'm not the same as those other actors. So my success is going to be different than their successes.
Well, as far as the acting is concerned, has the directing bug bitten you any as far as you want, as far as feeling comfortable behind the screen and possibly doing some screenplay writing?
Well, you know, I think it's a natural progression for an actor to be a director, but I have kind of like an A-type personality, you know, like on the DISC personality profiles that they do at corporations. I'm like a dominant and influential type of personality profile. So directing actually is very natural to me. You know, I've been a vice president and management in different, you know, large organizations. So being in charge of things and making sure that everything comes together is kind of like, it just really is in my nature. So I have actually been doing some directing. I actually, I work the camera as well. So I direct and actually operate the camera. And I've done some web series. I've done videos. I'm working on producing my own projects because in this industry, in the way the television and film industry today, you know, self-producing is really what actors have to do. It's something that is not, well, maybe I should try that. No, it's really something that most actors really need to look into because we can't wait around for Hollywood to give us a job.
I think that's what I find so impressive. When I look at someone like Tyler Perry, who has his own studio in Atlanta, where he's able to take the bull by the horns and have control over the product that he puts out. And for you, as you said, it comes natural for you to be a director. I had the pleasure of speaking to another actor, and he said, and he's done quite a bit as far as directing, said the essential part of being a successful director is being able to deal with so many different personalities to get them to mesh for one common goal. For you, how important is
that? Oh, yeah. it's just like any CEO. You know, I've worked for companies like GE and AT&T. So Jack Welch was the CEO of GE when I worked there, and he was one of the most favorite CEOs, I mean, probably one of the most favorite CEOs of this century. And, you know, that's what management and leading people is all about, is leading them all to the one common goal. And the fortunate thing for me in directing is that I've actually had an opportunity to work very close with some of the best directors in the industry. Like, I worked very closely with Alfonso Cuarón for like 45 days, you know, on a first name basis. You know, I'm working with him every day. So I learned from all of these different directors and producers on all these different television shows and movies that I've worked on in New York over the past 5 years. And it really has been an eye-opening experience, and I've really learned a lot.
They say it's a major difference between living in Los Angeles and living in New York, meaning that New York gives you a completely different vibe because you have, as far as accessibility, as far as stage plays and being able to hone your skills by doing stage work. For you, what is the vibe between New York City and Los Angeles from an actor's perspective?
You know, from an actor's perspective, I think that the two cities are definitely very, very different. I mean, New York is a theater town, and it's all about the theater here. And, you know, the managers and the agents always tell the actors to put theater, you know, at the top of your resume, as opposed to L.A., you know, it's all about television and film, so you put the television and film section at the top of your resume. It's really just totally different markets. L.A. really dominates the industry in comedies, where New York dominates the industry in dramas, but there are more comedies actually filming in New York now. But the industry is just, I mean, so much bigger in L.A. than it is in New York. I mean, we have a huge industry in New York. It's second to L.A., but, you know, probably about $50 to $60 billion difference in revenue than the L.A. market.
Excuse me. What is the major difference between doing something on the, I say, a larger spectrum on the big screen and doing theater work? Because I've always been told when you're doing theater work, if you mess up, it's right there for everyone to see, but it also hones your skills and make you a better actor or an actress. Do you see that difference between doing that and doing just as far as doing the normality of doing natural film work?
Well, theater work, there's a huge difference between theater and television and film. Theater work is very physical, it's very big, it's very open, you're projecting your voice, you know, there's a lot of your belting, you're making sure that the person in the last row can hear what you're saying, so there's a lot of physicality, and then also is instantaneous, and because theater is like day in and day out, no show is exactly the same. And it actually teaches you how to be able to think fast on your feet, because, you know, if you mess up a line or maybe the scene partner messes up a line, you've got to be able to bounce back and do it and keep it moving. And a lot of times, you know, the actor, you might mess up, but they don't even know that you've messed up, really, if you don't bring it up to them.
Right. Absolutely. When you first got the part,
but,
the
you know, But then also television and film is very, very tight. Like, you know, the angles are like right on your face. It's HD. You know, I always make jokes to a lot of my actor friends. I'm like, you know, man, you got to make sure you just have good skincare, because this HD is not kind. I mean, it's showing every pimple and pore up close. You got to wash your faces. But, no, you know, television and film, and then everything in television and film, sometimes it's not even about the physicality. Sometimes it's about the eyes. It's about the facial expression. It's not really big. It's very subtle. So there's a big difference in acting on television and film than it is in theater. Again, theater is very big, and television and film is very subtle.
One of the things that I really want to applaud you for being such a versatile actor. And I must say, the character that you portrayed, Henry Weaver, was very, very sinister, very, very sinister, very dark. For you, how comfortable was it for you to kind of ease into that role and portray it on point?
You know, it's a funny story about Henry Weaver is that there was a guy that sent me a message on Facebook. And he said, "Yo, man, great job on that Henry Weaver. I just have to tell you, man, that, you know, I did a bit in jail, and you still scared the hell out of me." So, getting into the role, it really, what's funny is that a lot of people that know me, they know that I'm like, you know, people think I'm like the nicest guy in the world, like, you know, very extrovert friendly, you know, kind of life of the party guy. And then to see me change into doing that, a lot of people was like, "Yo, I didn't even know that you had that in you." Like, what? Like,
wow, okay.
People were saying, like, I don't even know if I can stand next to you anymore. It was kind of crazy. But, you know, I was born and raised in Newark, so, you know, I have a lot of references to use to be able to draw from and going into the Henry Weaver character.
Now, when you portray a character like that, and then we make a segue to Jefferson Davis, do you feel that you have to amp it up and take it to another level as far as it's going to exceed the character that you portrayed on Gotham?
Well, you know, as an actor, you're always trying to do better each and every day with the range of skills and everything that you do. So you're always trying to, just to be better. So I feel as an actor with Jefferson Davis, I'm definitely going to try to do some different things and stretch myself as an actor. But, you know, I feel like, you know, a lot of people don't know, like, even I'm going to use Denzel Washington as an example. When people came and they say, "Hey, I want to offer Denzel Washington a role," Denzel Washington doesn't really change that much for that role. They wrote the role because they know that it suits Denzel Washington's character. You notice that he kind of plays very much, you know, very similar characters among movies because they wrote that for him. And the same thing with most of us actors, there's a little bit of us in all the characters that we play, you know, and it just takes, you know, a method to be able to bring those emotions in that character out.
Well, man, my thing to you is, again, I love what you're doing. Much continued success. And to all the many listeners and supporters out there, to get all the latest updates, hey, be sure to stop by Christian's various social media website. His official website is at www.christianfrazier.com. You can also catch up with him on Instagram at Christian Frazier and Twitter. That's at twitter.com/FrazierChris and imdb.com/Christian Frazier. Man, I want to thank you for taking time out of your very busy schedule and joining us this afternoon. This is definitely your home, and whatever you need from us, please don't hesitate to let us know. And much continued success. And can you tell the listeners out there, as far as the character of Jefferson Davis, when can we expect that as far as to come into fruition where people can really be on the lookout for it?
Well, we're actually going to start filming here next month. So, you know, we'll be filming throughout the summer. Then we'll go into post-production. Realistically, you're looking at sometime next year. But it's really exciting. You can also, if you follow me on Instagram, Christian R. Frazier, I'm going to have updates. You know, we'll have character updates. We're going to be doing some behind-the-scenes videos and of some of the fight scenes and stuff like that on social media real soon. So be on the lookout for that.
Well, I'll be the first to admit, man, I've been working on my cardio. I've been walking 5 miles every single day, man, in the morning.
That's good.
There you go.
That's good. good. You know, I'm all about, you know, I tell people all the time that I lost 70 pounds. When I moved back to New York, and then, you know, I was missing all this New York pizza and Italian food and everything. So, like, the first year I moved back, I gained, like, 70, almost 80 pounds.
Right.
Seriously. And then I was working every day on, like, television sets. And, you know, they say they come around with sandwiches, like, every hour and a half or so. And I was just eating all the time. So I gained, you know, I was up to, like, about 255, almost 260. And I was in a 40 waist. And I was like, you know, this is not really too cool for television. So I had to like hunker down, and I joined the gym, and I lost 70 pounds. And it's done wonders. I feel like I'm in the best shape of my life. You know, I'm 45 years old, and I feel like I'm in excellent shape.
Well, that's what I'm working towards, brother. Like I said, I'm doing my due diligence.
I'm gonna check up on you.
Oh, please do, man. Please do. Please do. Like I said, I've been my life. Cause you know, when you get older, that man, I'm.
It's hard when you get older.
Oh, absolutely. My goodness, I said. But you know, it's about due diligence. Take it one day at a time. But I've been persistent at doing it, and it has definitely paid dividends, man. And I truly appreciate.
You know, that's the biggest thing, is being consistent. Just starting it and just doing it, just consistently doing it. Don't worry about the results, because a lot of times, you know, you don't even see the results until a family member hasn't seen you in 6 months. You're like, oh wow, you lost weight. And you're like, really? You know, don't worry about the results.
Oh, never that. You know, it's funny you mentioned that, because after I posted two pictures recently, it was like, wow, man, you've lost. I said, yeah, you know, I'm still cuddly, but
see?
I'm 50 and fly, brother. I'm 50 and fly. 50 and fly.
40s and 50s, we're supposed to be.
There you go. Absolutely. Brother, man, thank you. Thank you so much again, man. And again, much continued success. And, man, hopefully soon you'll make your way down here to Houston. We would love to have you in the studio.
Definitely. I need to get down to Houston to get some of that barbecue. So, for real.
Oh, man. Asking, you shall receive.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure, man. Much success. Continued success.
All right.
The incredible Mr. Christian Frazier here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. And remember, family, be on the lookout for his new movie, 2017, of course. Ultimate Spider-Man. His character, Jefferson Davis, man. It's definitely a beautiful thing. And speaking of a beautiful thing, I want to thank all the beautiful listeners and supporters. Excuse me. For tuning in to the Comfort Zone, man. I'm like, you know, I like the kind of, you're kind of trying to make that transition a little bit. It's really a beautiful thing when you get an opportunity to just kind of sit down and converse with an actor or an actress to get their mindset and see how they see things. It's different, but it's a major difference between doing that and speaking to a musician, singer, songstress, whatever label you want to put on it. But at the same thing, at the end of the day, it's about the craft. It's about being a perfectionist and taking pride in what you do. Lord have mercy. And speaking of pride, since we're here in the zone, let's get lost in some music. Philip Ingram, I Want to Be Closer, featuring Bobby DeBarge, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy. stop by again. Stay there. Modulate. Marinate. At the official website. Click on the live button. And we will provide you inexplicably organic, natural music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And we're talking leap year two, nonstop live streaming music. It is a beautiful thing. And speaking of a beautiful thing, three beautiful, captivating, talented young ladies blessed the teddy bear yesterday evening. DMK, new self-titled EP, hit song featured on the hit television show Empire. You know, of course, starring Terrence Howard and Miss Taraji P. Henton. So let's get into one of those hit tracks from the new EP. Lord have mercy. Major, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
I don't need a tag.
I wanna make my baby.
Thank you. me to a place that exists in which our wrongs can be made right. Despite the truth, forgive us unright of history. Restore our dignity, for we have acted foolishly. Can you make us see? And if I'm a fool to believe that if you join me in this fight, we stand as one, we will survive. Then I'm a slave to its dream, and it haunts me every night, but it reminds me that we both are still alive. Oh, we both are still alive.
On a very verbal penetration Tuesday afternoon, trying to get wrap my mind around afternoon. I know a lot of people have a lot of plans coming up this weekend. This is what, if I'm not mistaken, I'm kind of losing track of my different vacation times or holidays, so to speak. I believe what, the Memorial Day holiday or Memorial Day weekend is coming up. So there's a lot of things to do. All I ask, whatever you do, put 150% in it and make sure it's enjoyable, lovable, and always positive. And speaking of positive, my goodness, we're going to shut it down. No, you say, well, how can it be positive if you're about to get off the airwaves, Teddy? But it's going to be positive. We're just going to let the music just kind of flow on. But as in closing the show before we say our thank yous and so forth, we're going to play this fantastic new hit single from the extremely talented Aaron Stevenson. Man, I'm telling you, the new single is called Naked. And it's, when I say it's good, it's really, really good. And I'm so extremely impressed and proud of this very young and very talented lady. Man, it's definitely a beautiful thing. I want to give a special thank you to all my staff, my right-hand lady, of course, Tammy Wilson. Without you, there is no me. Thank you for handling business. And thank you to my staff for taking care of business of TCB. Yes, Lord. All the listeners and supporters out there, without you, there would not be a teddy bear, and there would definitely not be a comfort zone. Special thank you again to Mr. Christian Frazier. Thank you, brother, for joining us this afternoon. Much continued success to you and to the lovely ladies of DMK. My goodness, the future's so bright, you gotta wear shades. Remember, family, pick up their new self-titled EP, DMK. My goodness, with their single, Major. Good things come to those who wait. But in the meantime, the teddy bear will definitely see ya when I see ya as we head back to the Milky Way as we close the zone for this afternoon. But in the meantime, from Istanbul to Paul Abdul, if it's chocolate, we gonna give it to ya. Aaron Stevenson, Naked, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
Are you ready?
Deeper, deeper, you've got me.